The Water Values Podcast is sponsored by the following market-leading companies and organizations. By Ziptility, the only app utility crews need to find, fix, and manage infrastructure assets from the field. By Intera, geoscience and engineering solutions. By Xylem, let's solve water. By the American Water Works Association, dedicated to the world's most important resource. And by Black & Veatch, building a world of difference. This is session 180.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thank you so much for joining me. And I also hope this finds you safe and healthy amidst the public health crisis we find ourselves in, with hospitals being overwhelmed, cases rising. Please be safe out there. And this is kind of the launch of our holiday season. So I hope everyone in the U.S. has a great Thanksgiving. It's been a terrific year. We really appreciate it. I'm very thankful for example, our sponsors. Again, those sponsors are Ziptility, Intera, Xylem, the American Water Works Association, and Black & Veatch. And if you could, please do me a favor. And if you work for or with any of these sponsors, please thank your boss or please thank your contact at that sponsor's firm and tell them you appreciate their leadership in the industry through the sponsorship. You'd be surprised how far that simple little note of thanks will go. And as long as you're letting the sponsors know how much you appreciate their support of water industry, education, and thought leadership, why not leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever other podcast directory you access the podcast on would be greatly appreciated and helps others find out about and learn about the podcast. Well, we've got another great episode for you today. We've got Christina Rebellia. Christina launched Western Water Market earlier this year, and Christina comes on to share with us her entrepreneurial journey in the water sector. She saw a need and created it, and that's what a lot of us want, right? We want to go out and make a difference. Well, she had the gumption to do it, so congratulations, Christina. The water sector needs more people like you, and you're going to find this interview absolutely terrific to see kind of how Christina determined the need, found the need, and then built the solution for that need. So now it's time to get on to our feature interview with Christina Rebellia of Western Water Market. So let's get that water flowing. Well, Christina, welcome to the Water Values Podcast. So glad you could come on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific. I'm really glad to have you on. I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. But first, before we get to that, Christina, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in water?
Seattle area.
Yay.
I'm
a Seattle native here.
Nice.
I was born at Swedish. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So I went to college in Ellensburg at Central Washington University in 99 and just never went back. So fell in love with the dry side of the state, the rural communities. Got my first degree in elementary education. And an earth science and environmental studies minors, certainly had an interest in resource management, went back and got my master's in natural resource management. And I worked for the Yakima Nation for 4 years as their environmental review coordinator, really working to protect their rights and resources. Got married, moved away a bit, still in Eastern Washington. But got a job as a project manager with a local water trust or statewide trust, Washington Water Trust. And that's where I really got into water rights and buying and leasing water rights for in-stream flow.
Yeah, terrific. And so tell me about what you're doing now.
So now I'm the founder and director of operations for Western Water Market. We're a new online marketplace helping to connect water right buyers and sellers locally across the West.
Okay, and so... I am curious as to what caused you to take this entrepreneurial leap. You know, you have a steady job, it's time to, and then you decide that something in the market is telling you that this ought to happen. So can you describe why now is the right time and what what opportunities you saw in the market.
Sure. Yeah. So I was with Washington Water Trust for 5 years. And during that time, I was really working hard to lease and acquire water rights, and found how hard it was to actually connect with willing sellers. Same time, we were getting people coming to us who were interested in selling, but they weren't a good fit for our in-stream flow needs. So it was like, where do we send them? You know, maybe this attorney over there, perhaps the county might be interested, but there wasn't a place to go to make these connections. And so it was just this incredibly inefficient market that was really costly and hard to participate in. And so that was, you know, my observations and experiences. And at the same time, just in Washington, we were having this increasing distrust for outside investors coming in and acquiring water rights and moving them out of our headwater basins. It's like, there has got to be a better way. I kept thinking that. And I had had this kind of, I still do, a really strong kind of entrepreneurial spirit. I had wanted to do some things in my previous job that I just couldn't do when I was there working for an organization, and felt like I've got to do this. I have to step out on my own, and I'm not going to be able to work for a government agency or an organization or really perhaps even someone else's company to create the marketplace that I felt needed to be created.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting. You're describing an inefficient market, so to speak. So tell me, that was in Washington. You said that Western water market is the water markets for the West, right? Just kind of what the name of the company is. And so.